This is a replay of the Wednesday night, April 9th, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine as well. We'll play some of your requests, though some of them may be bumped tomorrow night, unfortunately, because you can bet I'll be playing a lot of Lenny Welch. And if you're saying, why is that? Then you didn't hear. Sadly, he died today. 86 years old. And Asbury Park, New York was, I don't think he was born there, but he grew up there. And that's, he went to Asbury Park High. And he was singing early on. In fact, with the Marquees, not the group that was from Memphis. He signed with Cadence in 1960, and it was interesting because he really, some people say he's a one-hit wonder, and I disagree with that, but he really had one huge, huge hit, which of course was Since I Fell for You. And that was actually a cover of a big band standard that everybody and their brother had done. And then he also did Ebb Tide, another big band standard, and You Don't Know Me, and a number of other things too. But John and I have an all-time favorite, Lenny Welch, and it isn't any of those, but we will get there. Along with several others, maybe some that you haven't heard before. So rest in peace, Lenny Welch. Yeah, it was a great career, all the way around. And after he stopped recording, which you know, let's face it, most of these artists who were around in the late 50s, early 60s, they didn't make it much into the 70s. And so he attended night school after that in the 70s and drove a taxi cab, achieved his GED, then went to the College of New Rochelle, got a bachelor's degree, and then wound up, like many people, you hear his voice, but you didn't know it, singing for commercials, whether it was Coca-Cola, yeah, who didn't for Coke, but M&M's or Oreos or Subaru and all of that. And then, of course, here comes the 90s, and it's doo-wop resurrected on tour, and boy, he was all over the place. He'd be appearing with Vito in the Salutations and the Earls and the Impalas and the Jive Five. Yeah, Gene Pitt, you betcha. And was kind of a mainstay as far as that goes. Used to do some of the Jerry Blavitt concerts, and sadly, he'd been sick for a while, and he was living outside of Orlando in Kissimmee, yes, known for Disney World, and after quite a bout with a number of medical things, he passed away. So he's clearly in a better place, but musically, we are a bit poorer, though wealthy with what he left behind. So we'll be playing some of that. So rest in peace, Lenny Welch. All right, I will get to the story about the 911 dispatcher because, you know, I thought, I don't get no respect, man. This tops it all. But Mary is in Michigan, and she's got a request. So Mary, what is it you want to hear?
Wondering if you could play 16 Candles by the Crests in honor of group founder J.T. Carter, who passed away April 5th.
Yes, he did. And I'm going to play a lot of Crests tomorrow night, and so I'll probably play 16
Great.
Candles. But I think my favorite still probably is Step by Step. I like them all, but Step by Step was the one that first did it for me.
Yes. Oh, great song. Great
all
song.
Right. Good deal. Well, thanks for reminding me, Mary, and we'll get to a bunch of them tomorrow night.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate the call. Yes, absolutely. The Crests were a wonderful group, and we'll talk about them. One of the first interracial groups, actually. And, of course, everybody knows about Johnny Maestro, but that's not the end of the story, so we'll tell it. All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll be here 3 big hours. So if it's on your mind, call early. You know, it's always frustrating. I'm glad that you call. But at the end of the show, like last night, we had 5 people hanging on there and the show's over. And I thought, where were you in the first hour? Well, where are you now? All right. So 888-876-5593. All right. So here we go. Yeah. If you're going to call 911, you're probably pretty desperate to begin with. Most people don't dial those 3 numbers unless things are going very badly. And so it was that a man in Georgia who thought someone was breaking into his home called 911. And what does he hear from the dispatcher? Her ordering a McGriddle. I am not making this up. And this is Dylan Johnson in, what's his name, a guy who lives in Georgia along with his wife, and it's on Valentine's Day. And his wife says, honey, someone's breaking into the home. And so he says, well, here, let me call 911, which is better than I'll get my shotgun, really. I don't know if it's more effective, but it's certainly more civil. So he dials 911 and doesn't get anybody. He tries 3 times. Finally, he gets hold of a dispatcher. Yeah, 911. Before he can say, I'm afraid for my life, my wife is panicking, she's ordering a McGriddle. And so his wife was actually, he was at work when the call took place, and his wife called him frantic, said, someone is snooping around the house, knocking on doors, banging on windows. I am afraid. So he hangs up. He calls Chatham County's non-emergency line. That doesn't work, of course. He calls 911. Nothing. 911. Nothing. 911. Nothing. 911. I'll have a McGriddle. I kid you not. Now, of course, he's panicking. And the reason he's panicking at this point is his wife is home alone with their 5-month-old daughter. And so he can't protect her as far as that goes. And so it literally took him 6 minutes. And by the way, that doesn't sound like a lot of time when you're calling about your credit card balance or something. But when you're trying to get someone on 911 and you're not home to get that shotgun, yeah, you're a little worried. And after 6 minutes, he hears the order for the McGriddle. And that, by the way, continued into the call. All right. And needless to say, this guy was shocked. You know, he didn't even have time to be mad at this point. He said, I couldn't believe it. If it didn't happen to me, I wouldn't believe it if somebody told me it happened to them. That's how unbelievable it was. By the time law enforcement showed up at the home, the suspicious person was gone. Gee, what a shock. Well, fortunately, he wasn't in the house. The dispatcher's actions are now under review by her supervisors. I guess so. Now, the good thing is every call to 911 is recorded. So it's bad enough that instead of answering, she's ordering. But then 3 minutes into the call, she's still placing her order. Uh-huh. The dispatcher has been disciplined, but details are not known. Disciplined isn't the word. Fired is the word I'd go for. And he's saying, this should never happen. Your ordering breakfast should be different from answering a call. The two should never intertwine, I guess. And so, let's face it, you're calling 911, you need help. And bottom line is, as this homeowner had said, I want every 911 operator to treat everything as an emergency, because if we're calling 911, it is. Exactly. All right. So that tops them all. Yeah. And don't get no respect. I'll have a McGriddle. Now, of course, you really wonder what is in the dispatcher's mind, because operator, whatever, this operator, this person, 911 staffer, she knows that every one of these calls is being recorded. You figure she knows that even in the best of situations, they're going to be reviewed from time to time for training or what have you. And she felt no problem. So this makes you wonder, is this the first time she ordered out? Yeah, that's right. Have a pizza, anybody? Although I will say my favorite 911 calls of late have been the stories where somebody is in a situation where they are absolutely petrified because there is an intruder right there, calls 911 and pretends to order a pizza. Yeah, and it actually worked in a couple of cases where the person was saved. So that was quick thinking. The 911 operator said first, what are you calling me for? And then they kind of catch on, and good for that. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Yeah, rest in peace, Lenny Welch. So I figure we have to start with the one that hopefully everybody knows, and we will. But right now I want to talk about the Sea Crane Company. That's something happy, because Bob Crane was just like us, those of us who love radio and were dissatisfied with radio reception, especially radios in the 80s. They were just terrible. And Bob said, I can do something better. And boy, he did. Now there is an entire catalog. There are a lot of radios, and the commonality on all of them is they just have the best reception, period. AM and FM. You know, a lot of radios today are reasonably good with FM reception, but AM is an absolute afterthought, not with anything the Sea Crane Company comes up with. The Skywave SSB2 is a wonderful radio to have around. I've got one. It's AM, it's FM, it's shortwave, it's NOAA weather with a weather alert, and scannable VHF aviation band, so air traffic controllers when they're on VHF, and single sideband. You know, I used to talk a lot about the single sideband, and John didn't say anything for a while, and afterwards he said, what's the suicide band? I said, no, not the suicide, the single sideband. If you go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com, they've got information about the single sideband. You can read all about it, and it is terrific. And the Skywave SSB2 has extensive and accurate coverage, which makes it an excellent travel and emergency radio. It really is. And it fits in the palm of your hand. It's like 8 ounces. It's just terrific. It's got presets. And when I say it's got presets, it's got actually, I exaggerate. It's got 400 memory presets. 400. That's right. It's also got a dial light and a clock and alarm, a timer, and all the things you would expect. Adjustable squelch if you're DXing. And both 9 and 10 kilohertz tuning on AM, which is really important because when you're not in North America, chances are when you're traveling, you're going to hit somewhere that's using 9 kilohertz spacing. So having a radio that will do either is nice. You know, we have 10 kilohertz here, so everything's like 7, 20, 8, 20, 9, 20. Well, when it's 9 kilohertz spacing, it doesn't work like that. It's 549, 558, on and on you go. All right, so that's how 723 can be the number one station in Johannesburg, but I digress. Anyway, it is a terrific little radio, and you can read all about it at ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. If you can't go online, they have the world's best customer service 24 hours a day. They'll answer all your questions. They'll be happy to mail you a hard copy of the catalog, which I am holding in my hot little hands right now, absolutely free of charge. You can order by phone, too. So that's 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But if you can, go to ccradio.com and look around. The world is your oyster. And look at that CC Skywave SSB2. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
When you just give love and never get love, you'd better let love depart. I know it's so, and yet I know I can't get you out of my heart. And it's too sad, but I'm in love with you. You love me, then you snub me. I'm still in love with you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And I just saw one of the obits about Lenny Welch, and it said he died on Wednesday, April 8th, and I had to look at my calendar. No, he died on Wednesday, April 9th, I'm sorry to say. And that is so sad. It was Bruce Springsteen who called him Mr. Asbury Park, and he really was the first to come out of Asbury Park, though there were singing groups before him. In fact, one of them was hounding him to join them, and he used to try to avoid them like the plague because he didn't think he knew how to sing. And eventually they caught up. That was the Marquise that I mentioned, not the same Marquise that, you know, had the instrumental. But in any event, he continued to sing. At first he was on Decca, and nothing happened. And then he got together with Archie Blyer. And Archie Blyer owned Cadence Records. And of course, you might remember the name because he was one of the band leaders for Arthur Godfrey. Yeah, and then he, after the Julius LaRosa firing. But anyway, Archie went on and had Cadence Records, but he was a guy who was steeped in big bands, no doubt about it. He also went on to marry one of the Cordettes, but I digress. Anyhow, he said to Lenny Welch, you know, these pop standards, I think we could do something with that. Yeah, well, that's the understatement of 1963, when Since I Fell for You came out and was one of the biggest hits of the year, to say the least. And there were others that he did as well like that, and we'll be playing some of them, including John and I have a favorite Lenny Welch song. Yeah, it's the one that does it for us, so we'll play that too. But rest in peace. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And Jim is in Richmond. Poor Jim was hanging on last night at the end of the show. I said, call early, and he did. So, Jim, how are you doing?
Is this early enough?
It's fine.
I'm not in a great mood tonight, but I will try to tell you what I wanted to talk to you about last night.
Okay.
We went on Monday to a birthday party on her side of the family.
Okay.
And she's got four great-grandchildren, and this was for the 10-year-old.
Okay.
And I remember going, because we've been together for almost, friends for almost 20 years, at her first birthday. And so I went there, and I sat next to her, but it was like they had the lights. They had no lights on in the house because the sun was coming in through the front windows. I had to keep asking, who went by? Who went by? Because in the last week, my eyesight is totally dimmed again.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I mean, it's the worst that it's ever been.
Oh, that's a shame.
And then, yet, I used to talk to everybody, and I didn't get to talk to anybody. They were like, I was a bump on the log.
Oh, that's
so
a shame.
I was upset because I hadn't attended Christmas, and I hadn't attended a few other things, and because of the fact I was self-conscious about my position, you know. And so we made it through the evening, and all of a sudden, when we were leaving, all the lights went on. So I could see where I was going and everything.
Ah.
And then I get all these hugs. Oh, it's so great to see you. And my joke to them is, I keep telling people that, oh, it's great to see you, you know.
Yes, it is. It's great to see anything.
Know?
Yeah.
Right. And then we left. And then today we went shopping. And because she's leaving tomorrow and she won't be back till Easter, well, you got to buy enough stuff and you got to do this and that and that. So all of a sudden, when we go to Walmart, it's so freaking bright in there, it actually hurts my eyes. So when we got in there, it was so dark, you know, today. And I mentioned that, it's really, really dim in here. I can't really see. And then when we finally did all the shopping, and there were cars parked right in front of Walmart. And these were, you know, college students, because this college is right down the block. And, you know, they run in and get me this, and I'll wait out front here. So then she pulled the car up, but then she had to pull up further out of the front of the store, and then I just followed her, and she started screaming at me. And she was saying, you don't pay attention, you don't listen, you know, I'm done. You know, you do what you want and everything. And I go, I can't see you. I didn't, you know, you could have got, opened the door and said, you know, I'm going to back up, you know, and stuff like that. Well, I'm in a fire lane and this is, and she started screaming at me. And, you know, and all the way back to my house, you know, and stuff. And I go, I couldn't see, you know.
Yeah.
And she says, well, you're going to have to do something. Because I'm done, you know,
okay.
And so I got frustrated. But when we got back to the house, she read the mail that I couldn't read and stuff, and you know, and helped me with a few things, and then she left.
Okay.
So I've been so upset tonight, you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I understand that, but you know. There's a lot going on with her, and she was getting ready to leave and all that, and she's frustrated
right.
over a number of things, and so
her
brother died. So you got a lot of stuff going on, and so you just have to put that in perspective. It's hard to say don't take it personally, but don't take it personally. You know, she's
right.
going through a lot, and believe me, if she didn't want to be there for you, she wouldn't have been there reading your mail. Let it go. And like we've talked
right.
about before, the big thing for you is we got to get you to a point where you can be independent.
Right.
And that's what we
right.
need to work on.
And then I wanted to talk to you. I want to change the subject.
Okay, well,
hang on,
because I'm blowing the news. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. My big apologies to David Jennings. I just looked at the time. So we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There it is, my all-time favorite Lenny Welch record, 1959. It was a flip side of You Don't Know Me. And Blavitt used to play that all the time, I tell you what, and I just adored that record. So, yes, rest in peace, Lenny Welch. As I say, he grew up in Asbury Park, and, you know, when he started to sing, he ultimately left for New York. But it was interesting because there was an article in the local Asbury paper a while ago where he had said that, you know, Asbury Park is on my mind every day, and I want to walk around Springwood Avenue because that's where I grew up, and I want to do that before I leave this earth. Well, I'm pleased to say that he did it. Now, I'm not pleased to say that he did it. In fact, it was 2 years ago now because of the death of a friend of his. In fact, somebody who got him into singing. All right. So rest in peace, Lenny Welch. And there will be more. And so I'll try to get to some of your requests tonight. But if not, that's why we have tomorrow night where we will also be featuring the Crests. Okay. So back to Jim from Richmond here. So carry on, Jim.
I want to tell you those last two songs were beautiful.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked them. Well, yeah, that's one of my all-time faves.
And I wanted to tell you, I changed the subject. I was so excited to talk to you last night because I wanted to talk to you about the episode on Sunday with The Simpsons.
Okay.
And in the episode on The Simpsons is the whole town, and if you ever watch The Simpsons, everyone is overweight in their town, Springfield.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, they have this talking syringe in the show, and it says, use, and they used a different name, but it was Ozempic.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So they all started taking Ozempic, but then they made this claim on the show that it's $900 a month for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So everybody in town lost tremendous amount of weight. The fat sheriff, the fat pizza guy, the fat mafia guy and everything. And then it was, they said to, the syringe was talking to Marge and said, what about, your husband, Homer? And when he found out it was $900 a month, he goes, hell no.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they kidnap Homer and throw him in the back of the mafia's car and feeding him pork chops. Well, it turns out everyone's face is drooping. And, I couldn't actually see what they were describing, but they're all faces drooping. And they want to take the fat from Homer's butt to put in their faces because,
Oh, God.
And it was so funny. But it was just, to me, it was like, it was telling everybody that this is your, if you're going to take Ozempic, it's the rest of your life. And it's just so funny on The Simpsons, they get involved with all this political stuff or medical stuff or whatever. And I thought it was hilarious. And I don't remember how it ended because I changed the channel.
Right.
But that was that.
Well, that's hilarious. Of course, the rest of your life, well, some of the side effects on that Ozempic, I'll tell you what, it might not be that long after all.
Right. And that's kind of what they were hinting in the show.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then the second thing is, this is for Johnny D. I saw yesterday a special on Nova about whales.
Okay.
And they were saying that whales are mammals, and they actually started on the Earth, and then they moved to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, they were first talked about a wolf-like character, but then they changed that. So they were in the Sudan, and they were finding all these skeletons. And all these skeletons, it was from 50,000 years ago.
Right.
And they were saying that at that time, that was under the sea,
Right.
And then they went to another area, I forget where it was, and they found other skeletons, and they were naming these, and I can't remember the names. And then they also had a beached whale recently, and they didn't, it's not an autopsy, but a crappie or whatever they call it on the beach whale.
Right.
And then they went back and looked at the spine, and in the back of this, in the middle of the spine, there was a pelvic bone.
Okay.
And they said that pelvic bone helps them, move up and down on their fins and stuff.
Right.
So they're saying that the whales actually started on Earth and then went in the water. But then they said, earlier in history, they said everything that is on Earth came out of the sea into the on Earth. But this was the whales going there.
Oh, absolutely.
And they talked about all these whales, and it was just amazing to me, that how a sperm whale or something weighs 400 tons.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing. It was all on whales.
Yeah.
And then first thing I think of is, Johnny D, you know.
So. Yeah, well, there you are. Yeah, absolutely. They supposedly walked on land at some point. They have some, pictographs, obviously. It's just in someone's mind. And then other people trying to relate them to hippopotami and all that. But,
That's what they said.
Right,
it was
right.
Their DNA matches up to
the hippopotamus. Right. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised. It's some fascinating stuff, and maybe after we're all gone, we get to know how it really happened.
And then I have one funny thing to tell you.
Yeah.
I have a younger brother, and he was having, his neighbor came up to him and said, all your drain pipe is running into our yard and flooding my son's basement. And I will turn around, he's a construction guy, and I will fix it where I'll extend your drain pipe to the front of your house.
Okay.
So his wife starts screaming at him, saying, what the hell are you all these neighbors doing all your work? And, why can't, and up and down like that. So he calls my other brother that drives me everywhere, and he says, that's it. I'm done. I'm selling the house and I'm moving in with Jim.
Well, there you go. There's somebody who can help out. They'll be nearby.
Right.
Yeah.
And
funny.
I started laughing and I said, well, I don't know if he wants to drive from here to Illinois to do his business, but maybe he can do it up here. And I started, we were all laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just thought that was great. And I thank you, because I was very upset tonight, and talking to you took me out of it.
Well, good. I'm delighted to hear that, and we will talk again soon.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. So, there you have it. 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. We got to Dave in Muskegon. He was one of the people I didn't get to last night either, and James on the south side, and plenty of room for you two and more. Lenny Welch coming up on WGN Radio.
When you walk down on me, in walk the misery, and it's been here since then. And I don't have hopes and dreams, and I don't have plans and schemes. I don't have
anything
since I don't have you. I never will ever again. When you walk down on me, in walk the misery, and it's been here since then.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that's more Lenny Welch. 10 years after Since I Fell for You, he redid the Skyliner Since I Don't Have You. And I thought did a marvelous job with that. And on mainstream records, you betcha. So we'll play some more Lenny Welch, and we'll also try to get to at least a few of your requests before we do anything else, or maybe after we do something else. In the meantime, 888-876-5593. Dave is in Muskegon. So, Dave, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I'm calling you from Muskegon here. I was thinking about Fran, in healthcare.
Uh-huh.
And I have a suggestion, because I have a fantasy or something here, that her being totally blind, she's not being treated the same.
Well, yeah, she knows that.
Right,
she knows that. We've talked about that at length. I have a lot of friends who are blind who have that problem. So absolutely, that's true.
Because I've been through it.
Yeah.
And I would tell her to go to legal aid. That's the first step. Get an appointment at legal aid.
Oh, that's interesting.
Call down in Austin there, call Legal Aid and tell them what is going on, get their number.
Well, you do understand what the reaction is going to be, because she has been seen by doctors. They're going to say that, well, it's not that bad. We've seen her. We've determined it's not a problem. You know, in other words, you get into a situation where she has been seen. They're just basically ignoring the depth of the problem.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? That's called, and that's why they're going to say that. But when it stands up and they start seeing, when the attorney sees her foot and everything, there's going to be some questions asked.
All right.
If it's really, and there's going to be some real questions, because this they're not doing what they're supposed to do, and that's called negligence.
Well, of course. All right. Good idea. Thank you.
Yes, and I have a request too. How about doing tonight the top five songs from CKLW 1968? Could you ever do that?
I don't know that I'd want to. That's the problem with that. 1968, I'm not going to like them.
Oh, April. You know, stuff like Otis Redding sitting on the top of the bay.
I'm very well aware of what was going on in 68. Yeah, and anybody can get the surveys. They're all online. You can take a look at them. They're all big hits. I tend not to play big hits.
Okay. Yes, and how about the Bobby Freeman and the song that he had out back in 1965, The Swim.
Yeah, we talked about that last night. I could play that. Bobby Freeman also did a lot of really nice ballads that no one's ever heard. Maybe I'll play one of those, too.
Yeah. I like his stuff. I've heard, mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of music, because that's what I do is music.
Yeah.
So, that's my main thing. So, because I download a lot, and, I've listened to some Bobby Freeman stuff, because I can go on the website and get it.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Yes, and I was thinking about Tubby, too, and I was going to ask Tubby if she remembers. She's from Battle Creek, WKFR in Battle Creek, and Bob Niles, who was a DJ there,
right.
And Charlie Bell.
Okay.
If she remembers them and how mainstream their top 40 was back in 1968 and 69, and how I know I lived in Jackson, Michigan, and I could get WKFR's FM, and this is before it went to Stereo 103 back in 1970 when it got sold, and I'm not sure what company bought that. Would you know that?
I'm sorry. I was not paying much attention. I am really sorry, because I'm about to go to the news, but I was also thinking about WKFR, because I do remember the jocks you're thinking about. They call themselves Keener, just like WKNR in Dearborn. So what are we saying here? What station?
WKFR 103.3 back in 1970 became Stereo 103.
Yeah, but they're AM on 14. Lucky
that
Keener 14.
Keener,
yeah, yeah, right.
14, the AM.
Yeah, yeah, that was a big deal.
But it separated completely from the FM.
But what was your question?
In 70.
And I do remember Bob Niles, by the way, and it's N-Y-L-E-S. But anyhow, I didn't hear your question, so ask me again. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you didn't hear my question?
What was it?
I was wondering what company bought WKFR FM in 1970.
I will tell you right after the news. I realize I'm right up against it. Hang on, don't go away. All right, we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and those are the Broadways, 1966 on MGM. So what's that have to do with Lenny Welch? Well, I mentioned before that Lenny had said he wanted to walk down the streets in Asbury Park before he died, and he had a chance to do that 2 years ago when he went back for a funeral. Well, the funeral was Ron Coleman, and Ron Coleman was in the Broadways. And in fact, on more than one occasion when they did package shows, you saw the Broadways along with Lenny Welch. And yes, the Broadways did go and go and gone. So I thought we'd play that too. All right, now we'll get back to Dave in Muskegon as we walk down. Don't go away, Dave. As we walk down memory lane in Battle Creek. But we defer to our first-time callers. And so John said, talk to Gail. She's in Michigan as well. So Gail, welcome to WGN Radio. Where in Michigan are you?
I'm in Sawyer, Michigan. I'm a Chicagoan, but this is a place where people retire. An area called Harbor Country.
Sure.
It's a bunch of little towns. It's called Sawyer, Michigan.
Okay.
We retired here. But I just wanted to tell you that, well, first of all, I love you. I found you. I grew up with music. My father was a jazz fanatic, and uh-huh. I mean fanatic.
Uh-huh.
House was rocking at every moment of the day. And I'm an only child, and he taught me everything. He quizzed me. I had to know the name of the song, the name, who wrote it, who the arranger was, like Shorty Rogers or Marty Paich, or don't even get me started. And I ended up a writer, and I won an award for on National Public Radio, where they used to play my essays about my father. It's called Daddy Jazz.
Uh-huh.
And it's very well known. It's about how he played music all the time. So this was on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
Which is where I grew up. And I found you, and I listened to you, and now you keep me up every night because I love you.
Well, thank you. That's so nice of you to say. Yeah, well, there were so many stations that played jazz back in the day in Chicago, including WBEE. But so what were your...
Sid McCoy,
okay.
And Yvonne Daniels. How about... Wait, how about Daddy-O's Jazz Patio?
Yes, yes. Okay, so
I know what I'm talking about. You
no,
know
great.
A lot more than I do, but I really respect it. Let me tell you.
No,
just,
that's great.
I
so
just
where
love you.
Where can I find Daddy Jazz? I'd like to read it.
You can
hear it either way.
Yeah, yeah, because it's on audio too.
Okay.
We also have a little radio station that we started here.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about it.
It's called Radio Harbor Country.
Uh-huh.
And it's a
low-power FM, probably.
100 watts.
Okay.
100 watts.
And what are the call letters?
WRHC.
WRHC, okay.
W Radio Harbor Country.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's
my
great.
My husband is the program director, and the radio station is right next to us.
That's
so
wonderful.
You know how, so it's right next door to us.
Well, that's
so you know
wonderful.
How men have their little what do they call them? A little man hut, you know.
No, I think that's terrific. So 106.7.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Radio Harbor Country.
Okay.
You can find me there. I have a show. My show is called Cheaper Than a Shrink.
Oh, great. I love the name. That's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. Yes, here it is. I'm seeing it right now, and I'm seeing you with your dog.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, Gail.
That was when I was older. I'm 53. I'm the same age as you.
Ah, I'll be 53 forever. All right. So let me ask you. It says you play Brazil.
Yes.
It says you play Brazilian. All right. So who are your?
Oh,
who
are you crazy?
Yeah.
Well,
who are some of your
Antonio,
faves? Yeah, of course, Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Well,
I'd expect that.
aside from Joe Beam, yeah. I love Yvonne Lind.
Okay.
Martin Nascimento.
Okay. Milton.
Milton.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
How about do you play any Tocchino and Vinicius?
No, but we play everything.
Okay, well, so you got to look up some Tocchino and Vinicius. And, of course, Marcus Valle, you probably play some of that.
You know, my husband is sleeping.
Oh, no, don't wake him up. Whatever you do, don't wake him up. But those are just a few. Well, I'm going to check you out. It says Showtime Sunday, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and it re-airs on Monday from 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., cheaper
yeah,
than a shrink.
No, but you should, but what you should do is look up Daddy Jazz.
You know, I just was looking that up, and I didn't realize it's also a record label. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
Stole my name.
Yes, somebody stole your name. And in fact, the URL is just what you expect, daddyjazz.com. And it's a record label that started in, that's interesting. They maybe had a business because the URL didn't resolve. But it said it was a boutique jazz record label founded in 1994. They may be, but their website is now out of business. So maybe they're gone. Let's see.
That's not me. Daddy Jazz.
Daddy Jazz Records was in Little Rock, so no, it was in Arkansas. Definitely not you.
I'm a South Sider from jazz.
Okay.
It starts out with Daddy-O's Jazz Patio and how my father used to listen to Daddy-O's Jazz Patio.
All right.
You can find my essay and you can find me reading it.
If you send it to me for email, that's great. But yeah, Daddy O Daily, of course, everybody remembers him on WAIT. So
that's what my father used to listen to. And I'm an only child, and I used to listen to it too.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely. Patio's Jazz Patio. That was WAIT. Yeah, if you do, I'm going to look for it. But otherwise, if you can email it to me, I'd love to hear it.
Okay. No, and I love you.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
I just want to tell you.
I'm delighted you're doing the radio station. That's a wonderful thing. Keep it up.
20 years.
All right.
20 years.
All right. Good deal.
I love you.
Okay.
I love you.
Thanks. Thanks for calling,
okay.
Gail. I appreciate
bye.
It.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right. So, 888-876-5593. Is 8888 Raleigh. All right, now, sorry about that. We'll get back to Dave in Muskegon in a moment. And the James on the South Side, and there's a line available for you on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So Evelyn in Michigan wrote with three requests, and that was one of them. That's the Capitals on Karen, Ollie McLaughlin's label in 1966. And you know them because of Cool Jerk, but Karen remembered, I got to handle it. So now she's heard that. And we'll play the Fantastic Four and Jimmy Soul Clark for her tomorrow night. All right. So back to Dave in Muskegon. Sorry about that, Dave. All right. So I believe your question was who bought the FM of KFR. No one in 1970 that I know of. All right. Now, firstly, If you remember, it used to be on with WKNR, like I say, in Detroit, Lucky Keener 13. This was Lucky Keener 14. Well, anyway, that used to be owned by Nellie Knorr, the widow of some sports owner. I don't remember who. But anyway, Nellie Knorr sold it in about 66, and I think she sold it to a local guy. And then it was sold again. As far as I know, that local company, whatever it was, like Engineering Investments or something, I don't remember, but somebody. The deal is in 85, it was sold. That was while I was still at Billboard. So I remembered that sale. And that was to David Hicks. And he kept it, as far as I know, until 93. But after that, I'm out of the game. I don't know. So
that became Airline Broadcasting. That owned KFR, because they bought WRKR in Kalamazoo also.
Okay, all right. I believe
it. And originally, RKR had 8 owners. Then they bought out 4 of them. David Hicks, along with Ed Sackley was the general
right,
manager.
Right, and Sackley was at KFR, yeah, I know. Yeah, but anyway, so I don't know of any 1970 sale off the top of my head.
Huh, so it was... It was the same owner, then they just separated.
Yeah, and then the AM, remember, they took the WKNR calls from Detroit after it went away, or from Dearborn after it went away from there. So, yeah, same owners.
Yes, because I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering if she remembered it, because you wouldn't hear, like, Rock Me Baby by Steppenwolf on there, anything. Mm. It was very, very mainstream. You would hear, like, Junior Walker's Way Back Home.
Mm.
You would hear, let me think, the Cow Seals on there.
Well, somebody had to play them. Yeah. They're basically a top 40 station, yes.
And I was wondering if she remembered WVIC in East Lansing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. What about it?
Night Rock.
Okay.
It was done back, this was, because they were Night Rock from 1969 up until 1982, when Bob Goodrich bought it, and the Night Rock form was the Night Rock portion was dropped, and they went Adult Contemporary for a while in Top 40. And I was wondering if Tubby remembered WVIC and
I don't
Night
know.
Rock.
Yeah, WVIC AM 730 and FM 94.9. I remember them.
Yes, because if you remember, they had a talk show on from 9 to 11 with Dickie Lee, Jack Hines. Jack Hines, from 1969 to 1970, did the talk show. Then a guy owned part of it. He went on the air by the name of Bob Sherman. His real name was Dave Burkhart.
Okay.
Did the talk show.
Okay.
And then at 11, they did Night Rock up until 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And I remember that very well. And when they didn't have when Dave Burkhart did not do his talk show, they would do Night Rock. It would start out around when the sun set is when it started. And it would go up until 6 in the morning.
Yep.
I mean.
Earl Bailey.
Huh?
Earl Bailey.
Earl Bailey?
Yeah, was doing Night Rock for a while. A guy named Earl Bailey.
I think I remember him and Randy Martin.
Okay. Well, you know, somebody has to listen to it. It wouldn't have been me, but somebody has to.
Oh, yes, because they played stuff like Traffic. Oh, God.
Well, there you are. All right. You got to talk to somebody else who would like that kind of stuff. It's not me.
Oh, okay. But I was wondering if she remembered that, and if she remembered them playing like Traffic, Santana.
I have no idea.
Yes, and that's something that I wanted to ask. And then Eduardo mentioned a station. I want to see if I can get it. What is the call letters to it?
You got to be kidding me. I don't know. You're asking me to remember what another caller said? You got the wrong person. I'm lucky if I can remember who the caller is. So. No, I have no idea. But, I mean, there's a lot of radio stations in Tampa. You can find them all.
Yeah, it's like WGN. Its format, it's all talk.
Oh, well, there's a lot. There's
what
Eduardo
was saying.
Okay. I'm trying to think of who's talking Tampa now. I assume it's on the air right now. So, yeah, there's probably several. But I bet you're talking about WFLA.
That's iHeart, FLA.
Yes.
Yeah, that's syndicated.
Well, not all of it. it's certainly owned by them, but you know they've got some local stuff as well. But they own a lot of things in that market. You know, the DAE, we used to call it dead and empty. But anyway, they've got a bunch of little stations there. So yeah. So, but they've got some local stuff on FLA. Anyway, always good to talk to you.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Okay, bye. All right, so good deal. So 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. And if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. But right now the news is on my mind. I don't want to be too late on that on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, more Curtis Lee, and Under the Moon of Love, and that's for Billy Bob and Bourbon A, because he wanted more early Phil Spector productions, and yeah, that along with Pretty Little Angel Eyes were Phil Spector productions for Ray Peterson's label, Ray Peterson and Stan Shulman, and there was another guy, Paul Case, all got involved and had Dunes Records, and I think that Big Top distributed them. And so there you have that. But John asked me the other night, where was that recorded? And I'm pretty sure, even though Dunes was based in New York, that stuff was L.A. But I'll have to look up and find the studio, because I'm not sure. But I'd bet. All right. So, of course, shortly after that, Curtis Lee said, I've had enough of this stuff. And he went home to Yuma and got in the construction business that his family had owned. All right. James on the South Side, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Hanging in here.
Well, good.
Yes. All right.
Well, I will say that the favorite story of the night I opened the show with was you call 911 and the dispatcher's ordering breakfast from McDonald's. That's,
That takes the cake. Then there was, of course, the mother who decided to hide out from, decided to go to her son's place and to basically hide out from the tornado, from the hurricane, only to find out that her sonny boy had his dead girlfriend there.
Was this in today's stories? Because I didn't see this.
This was in earlier.
This. Yeah, because you've sent so many stories. That's the problem. I say, send me three a day and make sure they're good. And, of course, you send me tons of them, so I miss most of them, I'll be honest with you. So, okay, so has mom over to hide from the tornado? Well, they're not hiding from the dead girlfriend. What happened there?
Okay, well, let's just say, his secret was out after that.
I guess. Is he in jail now?
Yeah, it's okay. I think it's the story was so, because I recall when I'm looking at this, yeah, I said, yeah, I did overdo it a little bit.
No kidding. Oh. And that you know, again, I love you that you want to try, but remember, with the volume of email I get, it's too much when there's too many stories and all that, and you know what I do? I just hit delete on them all. So you probably want to not send too many.
Okay, there's also the ex-Harvard morgue manager who...
Oh, yes, I did actually see that. He's in a bit of trouble from what I understand.
Yeah, no, make no bones about that to pardon the pun.
Well, yes, bones were involved. You're absolutely absolutely right. As far
and I guess you could say, well, I don't think Stephen that mystery guy was thinking about Pet Cemetery when this story about families thought their pets were being cremated and they were getting unfortunately.
Yeah. That's you know, and you hear those kind of things periodically. And in this case, what it was the guy is, here's his beloved Fluffy. It wasn't Fluffy, but let's go with that. All right, and Fluffy's going to be cremated. And he goes and he picks up Fluffy's ashes that he's lovingly driving home when he gets a call from Animal Control that they found his dead dog on the side of the road. And of course the guy who owned the facilities, oh, that's a new worker. Excuse me, who the heck, new worker otherwise, thinks of, well, why do we drive the hospitals, the animals to the crematorium when we can just dump them by the side of the road?
I think there was a line that says, no brain, no pain.
Yeah. So you know, it's not every day that someone calls the cops and says, I need to be arrested, please. But apparently this man made his ex-girlfriend's life miserable before he screwed up and I cleaned that up and killed her. And so, yes, bad breakup. I'd say really bad breakup. The victim's mother said he was very jealous of her not spending all her time with him. And so it is that now he figured he'd be with her together forever. Well, apparently he'll be in jail forever and they're not together. She's dead. So there you have it.
Oh, yeah. Then there was another guy who also couldn't take, something that his girlfriend, when she said she didn't want his baby.
Yeah, no, I think I covered that last night, or I certainly read it. That was very unfortunate. All the murder stories, after a while, it just gets to be too much. But
let me come to one which isn't quite like that, where it says there was one where somebody was like taking the license plates of innocent people and putting them on stolen cars.
Yes, that's the way you work it. That happens all the time. That's what they do. So,
yeah, that's a pretty. And then there's the Girl Scout cookies that supposedly contain heavy metal. I don't think they were talking about Guns N' Roses.
No, but I will say that there was one nice story. Here's the ex-wife of Dick's Sporting Goods, and she held on to her steak rather than selling it when she was mad at the ex. And after 77 years, she is now, I think, a billionaire. Good for her.
I would say, yeah, she took a page out of the old book, the movie The First Wives Club.
Yeah. And so apparently it was a situation where he had to pay her, but he paid her in stock and she kept it. Well, good for her. All right.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Let's see. T-Mobile surprises customers with another increase. I'm like thinking, it's getting so that, well, you look and you say, I don't have many options. They're trying to basically put me trying to put me over the coals.
Well, you know, the reality is I don't understand why anybody would be surprised. I don't consider that that much of a surprise at all. And what they're doing, they're passing along the regulatory fees, and they can do that. But, you know, at this point in time, the major carriers are starting to own some of the MVNOs because they know that a lot of people are going to go to those services, like, you know, your Visibles or your Boosts or whoever, and not pay any of those contract prices. But, of course, because they're rock-bottom deals to begin with, sure, they're going to pass it along. And it wasn't a big news story, actually. They're increasing their fee from $3.49 to $3.99 per line of service, and 50 cents to 70 cents on data-only lines. And so that to me, A, is not a surprise. I don't know who the headline writers are, but they should go to the National Enquirer. This is not a big deal. And in fact, it's not a surprise that they're starting to buy up the MVNOs, like Verizon bought up all of Carlos Slim's deals, you know, like TracFone and all those, Straight Talk. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, people are wise, or starting to get wise, and saying, I'm not paying these contract fees. That's ridiculous. And so, you know, when there's going to be a charge in something like a regulatory fee, of course they're going to pass it on, because they're operating bare bones already.
Yeah. Oh, here's one where we could say a teacher should get the Good Scout Award.
Oh no!
The teacher discovered where a five year old in her class basically was complaining about his back, and discovered that he had some not so pleasant skin things.
Well, no, the mother was punishing him with lit cigarettes. It was a horrible story all the way around. I was trying to avoid that entirely.
Let me see. Oh, there was one from kind of a while back where a person who had worked for 30 years took some time off because the child was ill, mm-hmm. and then got fired because of it.
Well, and I missed that story, actually, but that kind of stuff will happen. And depending upon the circumstance, if it's an at-will employee, well, it certainly speaks volumes about the lack of character of the employer, but I'm not sure it's illegal.
Yeah, then there's the one about Ozempic will make you bald.
The amount of side effects are stunning as far as that goes. And all these people that feel that they're willing to put up with side effects for this promise of weight loss. You know, I go back to the margarine commercial, it's not nice to fool Mother Nature. I would say it's not worth it.
So, then there's the ex-Tigers, actually now Detroit Tigers assistant general manager, who was sending pictures of his equipment to female colleagues.
Well, that's somebody who wants to be fired. That's a death wish.
Yeah.
You know, I would, you know, the heck with what he did and all that. It's why he did it, why he thought that would be appropriate behavior that wouldn't be shut down. You know, I got to figure he wanted to be fired.
Yeah. Then, of course, Zelle is no longer where it actually, I guess, where it actually does. You have to go through that.
It's not somebody else's act, the bank's. Zelle, and it's Z-E-L-L-E is what it is a service that traditionally was working with banks. It was a way to send money. And they had a division that was allowing people to operate directly through Zelle. And that wasn't cash. That wasn't very affordable for them. It didn't turn out to be a profit center. So they said, screw that. They closed that app, and they basically said, go through your bank. And, hopefully, I think there are so many banks that have it as part of the banking app. And those that don't have it as part of the banking app, most of the banking apps have another way to do it. Now, I think that Zelle is associated with 2,200 banks in the United States. So that's a lot of banks. I'm not so big with doing anything online when it comes to moving money, but that's just me.
Yeah. Oh, here's two that actually at least a little bit better than what some of the ones we have discussed. There's the runaway horse and buggy that strikes a vehicle.
Oh, that's great. I haven't found that. I'll look for that. But right now it's time to go pay money on WGN, or at least have WGN make some money, or at least we hope that's the plan. So thanks for the stories. I appreciate it.
Okay, we can use that one, that last one for tomorrow.
There you go. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, okay. Yes, the horse and buggy run-in. Yes, all that and more, and hopefully your call's coming up on WGN Radio.
Don't play it no more. Don't play it no more. Don't play it no more. that song for me. It brings back memories of days that I once knew, the days that I spent with you. So mean, but baby, you told me you loved me. You told me you cared. You said I'll go with you, darling, almost anywhere. But darling, you know that.
Darling, I love you.
You know that.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's Benny King. You know that. And that was actually Andy in Norwich who wanted to hear that. Don't play that song, You Lied, 1962 on ATCO. And Ahmet Erdogan wrote it, as far as that goes. And that's the 45 version. Hard to come up across. You know, you listen to the CD versions, and they're just not the same as the 45 originals. And to me, they just, none of them sound any good. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. There was another one of James's story that really put me over the top. Now, let me find it here. Some of them are downright funny. Of course, a lot of them, man, the mayhem and all that is just horrifying. But we'll stay away from that and maybe get to Ryanair. And, you know, when you're flying a budget carrier, you kind of have to expect that this is not going to be first-class white glove service, so to speak. So here were two Brits, and they were coming back from Spain on Ryanair. And they're a middle-aged couple. And they, of course, you have to pay for everything on Ryanair. So they order some Pringles, and they order a Coke. And I think a bottle of water is $9. And so they go to pay, they swipe their card, and it's declined. Now, the problem is they don't have any other money with them. And so they had said, look, we'll pay you as soon as we land. I don't know how this happened. Well, instead, Ryanair calls the cops on them. Yeah, we'll tell you what happened next after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Can I cry a little bit? Nobody to notice it. Can I cry if I want to? No one cares. Why can't I pretend that you love me again? All I had has been taken from me. Trying, but it's
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. No doubt I'm playing from 45s and Just One Smile. I thought it was a nice record. 1966, same year that Gene Pitney came out with it. Neither of them had much of a hit, and Randy Newman wrote it. And yeah, more Lenny Welch, sadly, because he left us today. Yeah, very sad. But 86 years old and a life well lived. Yeah, touring until fairly recently, anyway. 888-876-5593. Now let me get back here to this this Ryanair story, because it is unbelievable. All right, so of course, as we were saying, no matter what you get on these budget airlines, you pay for it. And so they ordered Pringles, a Coke, and some water, and they swiped $9, by the way. They swiped their credit card and doesn't go through. And so they we'll pay when we get on the ground. Now, there's no big argument or anything like that. The flight attendant just goes and calls the police. The flight hadn't yet taken off. They escort the couple off the plane for refusing to pay. Mind you, they weren't refusing to pay. They just turned out their credit card was declined. They absolutely would pay on the ground. Not good enough. And in fact, the couple thought it was a joke when the crew said they called the police. And so here come the police on board, and they're asking them to leave. And they say it's embarrassing to everybody. And Ryanair defended the flight attendant. I kid you not, saying they became disruptive. Well, the problem is that all the other folks on the plane who were captive witnesses, to say the least, say, no, they didn't. And one of them actually said, hey, I was on a flight earlier with them, and I guess this was a connecting flight, and that didn't work. That you know, swiping your card on whatever device it was didn't work. Now, of course, Ryanair, went ahead and disputed that as well, saying, that's not true. Of course it worked. Well, meanwhile, the couple, which is just beside themselves over this, says, we would like the footage of this incident, because there was closed caption TV type stuff, all that stuff. And bottom line is, Ryanair would not release it. They said, no, we're not getting it. So I don't know what the end result was for them, but it clearly is one of those things you say, you got to be kidding me. I guess Ryanair could fix the problem by not handing them the Pringles or whatever anybody is ordering before the payment goes through. Yeah, $9. All right, the rest of the passengers, of course, got in-cabin entertainment, so to speak, if you want to call it that. So 888-876-5593. I thought I was going to give you another mid-air story about a flight attendant horribly wounded by a man wielding a log. And I thought, how do you get the log on the plane? Well, it turned out that they weren't on the plane. She was actually on the ground. She's in Chicago on the Magnificent Mile at a sidewalk. And he hits her above the head with a log. And so he pled guilty to aggravated battery causing bodily harm, and he'll be paroled in 13 months. The victim was a 23-year-old flight attendant who was on a layover. And this is bad enough that she remained unresponsive for days, as far as that goes. Significant head and brain injuries. Don't know how she's done. There haven't been updates after that. But meanwhile, a surveillance camera showed all the rest of the people on the street just going about their business. A small group of shoppers heading north. And apparently, other than that, the perpetrator was heading south, encounters the flight attendant, gripped under his right arm was a long white log that he'd stolen from a decorative display at a nearby Starbucks. And directly in front of Burberry, he hoisted the log above his shoulder and hurled it directly at the woman. It struck her in the head, rendered her unconscious, and, you know, obviously she fell to the pavement immediately. And, some bystanders did stop. Meanwhile, the perpetrator picks up the log, raises it over his shoulder, seemingly going to threaten the next passerby, who managed to turn on their heels and run. And he continues to walk south with the log onto Ontario Street, then walks back toward the victim. And meantime, a Chicago police officer comes into business, and he orders that the perpetrator drop the log and places him into custody. So the first thing is, why did he do this? There is absolutely nothing in any of these stories that I have seen that would indicate why. So that's, more fun. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. And let's see what else we can find for you while we're hoping that that you will call. And I know you will. And I'm trying to stay away, like I say, from the story after story, not only about people behaving badly, but behaving badly toward toward children. And then we have another McDonald's story, though, and this is not one where 911 operators are calling McDonald's to order instead of answering your calls. This is where a customer apparently was very upset about paying full price despite taking a hit on the side of the on the size of the iced coffee. And so it is that fortunately she didn't hit anybody over the head with anything. She went to social media and she says, "This is a new location. Ask for no ice on my iced coffee." So they gave me a smaller cup. Well, that's interesting. She says, "I paid full price. I didn't get a discount for no ice, but now you're downsizing." And so there you have it. And McDonald's says, "Getting your order right is what we're all about." Oh, really? All right. So I don't know what the end of that's going to be, but they swear they'll get to the bottom of it. All right. So Nick is in Baltimore. Nick, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, good morning, Raleigh. They can do anything with the coffee. Just don't cheat me on the fries.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm still actually still upset when they stopped using beef tallow. I mean, when we go back to what the best McDonald's fries were in the world is when they were still frying them in beef tallow. It was just so wonderful. And of course, they don't do that anymore. And it's just like Chick-fil-A. Yes, they still supposedly use peanut oil, but they've done something to make it non-allergenic. Well, yes, it also makes it non-peanut flavor. So I don't understand what any of this is about.
Aren't they some, isn't there a chain that is down in the South that's switching to beef?
To beef tallow?
Yeah.
Really? Oh.
Isn't there, because I heard...
Who is it?
I heard something. What is that big chain in the South? It's in Florida. Because RFK was there.
Okay.
And they were talking about it.
All right.
They're talking about switching the, frying the fries.
It's actually not a Florida chain. Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's just a wonderful Steak and Shake. And I like Steak and Shake also, although I will say their fries were not necessarily my favorite. You got they're thin fries, so you got to eat them immediately. Do not eat the hamburger first under any circumstances. They're based in Indianapolis. And... so they're swapping beef tallow for vegetable oil. Oh, my God, be still my heart. I'm going to see if there's any locations here that are doing that. That is just wonderful, away from seed oils.
Gave me some good news.
Oh, you have, you have. And, you know, not only is the taste better, but this is the misguided, and they do this all the time, the misguided way that they think they're making you healthier by getting away from beef tallow, but they put it in seed oils, and seed oils are much worse for you.
I get sick.
Well, you're not alone, and actually you're kind of lucky because it forces you not to eat it. But one of the most unhealthy ingredients you can have are what's in seed oils. And so, this is great. So I wonder if Steak and Shake has changed all the locations now.
I think they're going to.
Well, I'm as soon as they are, I'm going. Yeah, absolutely. I'll get me a large one. That's great. Yeah. Oh man. That's truly wonderful. Yes, by the end of February, all Steak and Shake locations transition to using 100% all natural beef tallow. All righty. So, all right. This is wonderful.
Here's some good news. I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, this is absolutely excellent. So let's look at the locations. First, let's see what's everything in the Chicago area. Let's see.
Hopefully. I don't think we have any.
Yeah, there's seven. In Evanston, in Rosemont, in Glenview, in Downers Grove, in Tinley Park, Elk Grove Village, and Glendale Heights. All right, go get your beef tallow. Yes, Steak and Shake. All right, let's see about
that. We don't have any down here, though.
No, probably not. So let's see about, and they say they have none near Phoenix, but I thought they did. I know they do in Las Vegas, but I thought, oh gosh, it doesn't. Let me try Las Vegas. That'll be a drive, but you know. Oh, yes, they've got four in the Las Vegas area. The Fremont Hotel, Cannery Casino, Oyo. They have one at the Oyo. Oh, my God. And South Point. Yeah, that's the one I've been to. Oh, also right on Las Vegas Boulevard South. All right. Well, how about that? But that's kind of a drive, you know. Oh, this is terrible. So they went to this, and I'll have to drive, what, 300, 400 miles to get there? Oh,
maybe
dear.
Maybe you could order it.
You're right. Well, yeah. Can you imagine what shape that would be in?
No, so. But I'd still eat it.
Yeah, well, right. I understand that. Oh. Well, now we have to get ourselves a Steak and Shake. I loved those. Oh, 100%.
I'm in the lobby for 1 year.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, they've even got a picture of them. Oh, I'm going to stop looking now. Oh, man. Well, that's excellent news. I hope somebody else will start.
I'm getting hungry. Man.
Yeah, absolutely. I am, too.
When we were talking last night about this smart radio that I got.
Yes.
So listen, my favorite radios are the C-Crane Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
The Wi-Fi 3 and the Grace, of course. And then I have a Grace tuner. And then I have this one, which I'm working with. It's nice. It's a nice thing. And you can add stations and stuff. But, you know, you got to... you got to find the URLs and all
right,
of the ones that aren't listed, but they're going to be adding more, you know, they're working on building the database, so. But they're going to make it more user-friendly. They keep updating the software and stuff, so.
But
it's pretty nice. It really.
Neat. And
I have all kinds of things. I have all kinds of radios in here.
Oh, well, sure, you have to. And
yeah,
I'm sure you've got some HD radios as well.
Though
you say to yourself, why exactly do I have this? Yeah.
Well, I got them originally. My sister uses those primarily. She uses because I transmit my audio and stuff.
Uh huh.
You know, with the C-Crane transmitters.
Right.
So I have my TV audio. I have the internet radio stuff on the with the transmitter. So, you know, she can walk around the garden and listen to what I'm playing.
Yeah.
It comes in handy. That's what we use the radios for. But I DX a little bit. Like I said, the AM reception here has gotten worse.
Oh.
The noise floor is really
well, high. And it's just, yeah, they're so much interference to AM. Virtually everything upsets it. And coupled that with most of the receivers, other than, you know, Bob Crane stuff, they spent about a nickel on the AM section.
Yeah. But they've gotten more... But the radios that have good AM sections have... they're pretty sensitive and pretty selective. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't cost that much to do an AM.
Of course it doesn't, but they just don't. You know, I mean, it's a way to save a dime. They don't. Just like, you know, all the electric cars could have AM if they spent a little more money isolating that, and they don't. You know, and that's why Congress is trying to enact, a bill that would have them have AM in the cars. And if they do, they'll have to spend $20 or $30 or whatever it is to isolate that. But absolutely, it can be done.
But, you know, one of the most dominant signals we get down this way in the Baltimore area from Chicago is GN.
Sure. Well, you know, but the other thing is GN's like the Cadillac of stations. Of course, it's non-directional, but it also, you know, everything's kept up. They got a good transmitter. They've got a ground system. That's right. Oh, lo and behold, a real ground system. You know, and of course, half of your AM signal, what goes up, half of it is what goes out in the ground. And so many people, don't care about their ground systems, or worse yet, have sold it off for condos or whatever. And so, but GN stuff is tough. Top notch. And, you know, they've actually entertained some bids on the land that the AM tower is on. I don't think they're at this point in time going to sell. I thought they were for a while, but I don't think they are right now. But I'll tell you what, all of it was based on if they moved, they were going to make sure that it did not cause any problems with regard to the signal.
Yeah, they really care about
absolutely
what they're putting out.
Yeah.
Which is really important. I mean, I tell you, we're I think, what, 612 miles, I guess, from Chicago.
Well, better than 112. You know, you're not dealing with the phase zone, which is nice. But
it comes in like a champ.
Yeah. I was just taking a look. You know, every day something else goes away. And, you know, last year when the WLW site was decimated, up in Mason, Ohio, I just cried. But I was just reading an article about now they've been away from the site for a long, long time. And they're not a 1A clear or anything like that. They're a 1B. But they were showing WPTF's old transmitter site. And And, you know, then you read about other ones. I think the site that 1100 was on, WTAM in Cleveland, I think that now, and they've been, again, not using it for some time, that building, but I understand that's gone away. So, yeah, one by one, we're losing the history.
Now PTF, they protect what RKO and...
Yeah, right, the 680, of course. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are, and we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
You give your... hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, 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 you don't know the one of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, but you don't know me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and absolutely more Lenny Welch, You Don't Know Me. That was the flip of I Need Somebody, and that 1959 on Cadence. Eddie Arnold wrote it, of course, had the original hit with it. Eddie and Cindy Walker wrote it together, and then that was the flip, and indeed, more Lenny Welch, and sadly, because he's no longer with us. So we'll pick it up right after the news with Nick, and we got room for you two coming up on WGN Radio.
Yep, it's Lenny Welch. That was
about 1974 on Mainstream, and Dave Apple, who had been at Cameo, had been involved with that, and I think Tom Bell had been involved with producing that, a lot of people. But Eyewitness News on Mainstream, Lenny Welch. All right, so sounded a lot different than most of the stuff he'd done. We're talking to Nick in Baltimore about 680, the 180, the 1A clear, of course, is KNBR in San Francisco. They're your 50 kilowatt non-directional. But yeah, you mentioned RKO, and they are 50 at night, but it's a definite pattern. It's not as bad a pattern as I could see. Same with PTF. But you know, you're in Baltimore, so CBM 50 in the day, they got 20 kilowatts at night, they're directional. And there's several that have, you know, like a 50-10, like KKYX in San Antonio or the old WRNG, which is now WCNN in Atlanta. So yeah, there's dial position is fairly busy. Barrow, Alaska is who would care, but KNBR really is the big boy in town for that.
But don't they all have to protect each other though? I mean,
well, everybody would have to protect KNBR. Now I mentioned Barrow because it's a weird thing; they're only running 10,000. But the deal is there's two 1A stations on 680, and that's KNBR and KBRW, the Barrow station. For reason, I have no reason to know that, but the 1Bs that matter, you know, when you're talking about 50 at night, are PTF and RKO. But all of, even the 10 kilowatt station or the 20 kilowatt stations, they're directional. So your primary protection is going to be San Francisco, and your secondary is going to be Boston and Raleigh.
Okay. So they, but, so in other words, CBM operates subject to...
Well, sure. If you look at their pattern, it's actually not a terrible pattern. But sure, they're absolutely absolutely gonna protect that. And you know, that's true with all of them and most of the stations on that. Other than the ones I've mentioned, most of the stations are either daytimers or have very limited power. I think FEQ in St. Joe probably has 5,000, but that's directional also. And you know, I think there's something in Helena, but wouldn't much matter. And I don't even know if Helena may be a daytimer when I think about that. But anyhow, you know, doing this from memory is always dangerous. So, and of course, you know, you got Dearborn. There's a little station there that has something. Not a whole.
Haley, Wisconsin, too.
Oh, Haley, Wisconsin. All right. Is that WOGO? WOGO. Okay, but they don't have much. If they have 500 watts, it's a lot.
Yeah, that's what they are at night.
Okay, yeah, and about 2,500 a day. Yeah, absolutely, that would be. Now, let's get down to pay dirt here and talk about the fact that it's a Canadian clear. So you've got CFTR in Toronto, and you got CJOB in Winnipeg.
Right.
And so when you're dealing with those, they're just like KNBR, they're going to get a lot more protection. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's...
It would make sense, I guess.
Right, yeah. Right, exactly. And, of course, CFTR, they're all news now, but, man, and they're directional, you know, 50 kilowatts day and night. They're a big array, you know, unlike things like WRKO, which is a three-tower array. The deal with CFTR, they're an eight-tower array. So that's and you know, unfortunately, if you look at that, the big lobe is where there are, you know, I don't know, maybe bears. Certainly not, no reason to think people, which is a little problematic. But you know, I mean, in Toronto itself, CFTR killer radio station back in the day.
I got them once when they were top 40 back in 73.
Right.
When CBM went off. In the middle of the night, you know,
right.
it was July. I was off from school.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
They used to do testing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they signed off, and I got CFTR.
Right.
They were a great top 40 station.
And it's interesting because I was mentioning Winnipeg. I love Winnipeg. But CJOB, it's another deal where you look at their pattern, and, man, it's going north. Well, hell, what's there? You know, and the answer is nothing. So those are also Bs. So your real deal there is KNBR trumps all.
Well, you know, the wild thing about that was when WCBM went 50,000 watts.
Yeah.
they thanked RKO and PTF on the air.
Okay.
Because they apparently, those two stations cooperated with them getting their upgrade somehow.
Yeah, it wouldn't...
They negotiated.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Those are the 1Bs. The 1A is KNBR, and of course, Barrow, Alaska, but let's all laugh at that. And the 1Bs are WRKO, WPTF, CJOB, and CFTR. And those are Bs. So yeah, RKO in Boston, I can see PTF in Raleigh. Yeah, PTF would probably be a little more concerned than RKO about that, but yeah, it worked out for them.
Now, what would CBN be, a B or?
No, it'd just be, well, technically, I guess you'd call them a B today. I don't know what they'd call them, but they're on a clear channel frequency, but they're not running a clear channel.
Right.
So, you know, I guess you call them a B as well, but I wouldn't, but they do probably.
Okay, well, thanks for your time. I'm gonna email you. I said that before,
okay.
But I'm gonna email you. I'm gonna get out of here so other people can get on.
Okay.
And I thank you for your program and your time. And
always good to talk to you. I always appreciate the calls. Always fun.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. Bye. Yeah, and then there's 500 watts in Clovis, but we don't need to discuss Clovis. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Lisa is in Dundee. Hello, Lisa. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Thanks, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm fine. I just wanted to let you know that there is another restaurant that fries everything in beef tallow.
Yeah.
And that's Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wow. Okay. You know, I didn't see them on the list, but I did look. Oh, wait, here they are. They're number four on this list. I had looked up, Smash Burger is one.
Yes.
Popeyes is one.
Oh.
Outback is one. Buffalo Wild Wings that you mentioned. Oh, Portillo's. You got to love Portillo's. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
I didn't know that either. I thought it was only
Wait a minute. Oh, this is terrible. It's a blend. Oh, Portillo's Busta.
Oh.
It's a blend. Cooked in a blend of vegetable oil and beef tallow. No. There are no blends that I will accept. All right.
No.
So, but steak
and
shake.
It's not just the fries.
Oh.
It's
everything.
Buffalo Wild Wings. It's everything.
Yeah.
So if you like chicken wings, you know, they're frying those in...
Oh, this is too
well.
Good. Well, I don't know that I do, but I certainly will go get the French fries. Oh, that's good.
And you have those close by, don't you?
Yeah. They're everybody. They're ubiquitous. Doesn't every place have a Buffalo Wild Wings? I think so.
I don't know.
I think so. Let's see.
Okay.
An Outback. All right. Ingredients fried in shared fryer in beef tallow. What's shared fryer mean?
Same thing, I think.
This is unacceptable. This is unacceptable.
I didn't know that about Popeyes, though.
Yeah, Popeyes. It's and they say the chicken is probably fried in beef tallow, too. All right. The chain has not confirmed as yet, but apparently beef tallow in the chain's fryers.
And I love the fryers. I mean, I love the their fries, our Cajun fries.
Oh,
They're really good.
Looks very nice. And then, of course, Smash Burger. Let's see. The chain's skin on fries are fried in beef tallow. And I prefer the skin be off, but oh well. Along with the tots, the sweet potato waffle flies, and the crispy Brussels sprouts. No, that's just wrong.
Oh,
all fried in beef tallow.
That sounds good to me, actually.
No.
That's my favorite vegetable.
Oh, yeah. It's about the only vegetable I'm willing to tolerate, but still, it's a vegetable, so it's very low on my list.
Yes.
So, yeah. Brussels sprouts. All right. Well, yeah. So Smashburger maybe is worth it for those fries.
Sounds like you're making a trip tomorrow.
Well, not where I am right now. We don't have
where
I am in Globe. We have none of this. Trust me.
Oh,
absolutely none of this. No, I'm in the middle of ever loving nowhere.
Is there a fast food place in Globe?
Yeah, there's McDonald's and. There's a Burger King just opened. I don't know how long it'll last, but there's Burger King. There is a Taco Bell.
Sure.
Yep. And the gas station has Wendy's. Yeah, it does. And that's it. Oh. We've just exhausted the opportunities.
Subway?
No. Oh, wait. There is a Subway. Yes, I don't normally go there, but there are. And at one time, it had a Carl's Jr., but that went away.
I see. They all went away, didn't they?
Well, pretty close. Yeah. So, but you know, I'll be back in civilization within a few weeks. So I'll I'm going to be on the lookout for fries, maybe at Buffalo Wild Wings.
There you go.
All right. Thanks.
And the music has been great tonight.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm sorry I have to play it because Lenny's gone.
I know, but oh, it's nice though.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Have a good evening.
Appreciate the call. All right,
sure,
so,
bye.
Yeah, there'll be one more Lenny Welch coming up, and then there's Jan and Gray's Lake coming up. Oh, and she's got some locations as well on WGN Radio.
I'm through with my own love. I've loved her through and through. I'm searching for a new love. Can that new love be you? I want a Sunday kind of love, a love to laugh, and Saturday night, I'd like to know it's more than love, at first sight, I want a Sunday kind of love. That's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Sunday Kind of Love, that's it, on Lenny Welch, 1972, on ATCO. And a fine song indeed. All right, rest in peace, Lenny. All right, now, I just looked to see, apparently, because I was saying, I know there's a Steak and Shake somewhere. There was one in Tempe, but they closed it. It was only open about 7 years. It was a franchisee, and apparently people were just bitterly complaining that it just wasn't the real deal. So I assume if it was still here, it probably wouldn't have beef tallow. But it doesn't matter because it's not here. I'm hungry already. Oh, darn it. But Jan in Grays Lake has, in fact, found one. So, Jan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Good. I just want to let you know we have a Steak and Shake over in Gurney, on the outskirts of Gurney Mills, which is near Great America in Gurney.
Yeah.
And then right away, within the last year, they just built a steak, Texas Roadhouse next to the Steak and Shake.
Oh.
And within a block on the parking lot, there's a Portillo's besides.
Well, definitely Portillo sounds like a good deal all the way around. You betcha. Now, let's see. My goodness, there are a lot of Steak and Shakes around. So, Gurney, all right, good deal.
Yeah.
So, you've been there?
Not far from the Great America.
You've been to
within
this?
Within a short distance of Great America.
All right. There I see it right here on the map. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're lucky. So
nice and handy.
Yes, enjoy those beef tallow fries.
I'm going to. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye.
So, Evanston as well on Oakton and Rosemont on Tui. And let's see, Glenview on Willow, Downers Grove on Ogden, Tinley Park on Harlem, Elk Grove on Meekum, Glendale Heights on Army Trail, and yes, how about that? Gurnee. Yeah. All right. So they don't consider that near Chicago, but they should. Yes. Nonetheless, apparently nothing in the state of Arizona. And that's the way it goes. But I'll keep looking for beef tallow. But yeah, it's one of those things where, in fact, Dr. Mercola, he's one of the guys online, has a website about healthy things and not. He is so down on the seed oils and thinks that it's basically the ruination of your body since they allowed changes in manufacturing of food and all that kind of stuff. And he's always on that. Linoleic acid or something is going to drive you to hell or something. You can see how much a pension I pay to this, but I guess I should. I think that is the no bad. It's not a good acid. Let's just put it that way. It has a role as a plant metabolite, but apparently it has things that are just terrible for you. And I was just looking online. What are the benefits? And I don't know as far as that. When it comes to eating it, I don't know. Well, no, obviously there's some who think there are benefits, but there are others who say that it's got to be the worst thing going. And I guess that's what RFK said. And so Steak and Shake, listen. Well, good. Good. Maybe more will. Now, if only we could get Chick-fil-A to bring back real peanut oil. And I know that's dicey because more and more people are coming down with peanut allergies and stuff like that. But how about the real stuff and just give us a big warning, just in case? Yeah, because I do miss that. It's just like recently I've been looking. There used to be potato chips that were fried in peanut oil. I know there used to be. I used to eat them. And that's right. I wasn't dreaming this. And I've been trying to find them. And, you know, you'll see some that are advertised as. In fact, I even bought some on Amazon that were advertised as. And I get it. And they're not. There's no peanut oil within anywhere near of these potato chips. And, you know, and no, I'm not concerned about doing it for my health. I'm concerned about doing it because I like the way it tastes better. And I just can't find them. But we've talked about that a lot, that there are so many foods from days gone by that we loved that suddenly disappeared. And everybody's got their own list of what there are, but I don't think there's a person alive, let alone listening to this particular radio show, who doesn't have something on the list, something that they're hungering for that's no longer made. And as I said before, I think there should be some kind of a public interest law that if a major chain stops making something that was popular, that they need to publish the recipe. Yeah, that goes for my TGI Fridays carrot cake that used to be just so divine. And it's been gone now like 20 years. But yeah, come up with a recipe. And I understand that a going concern isn't going to want to put the recipe of things that they're still cooking and selling. And that's fine. I'll go buy it. But the things that are no longer available to me, yeah, like the perfect garlic knot. There you go. And everybody had their place where they loved it. For me, Carino's and Marcella's, and not the Carino's that was Tony Carino's that was a chain for a few minutes. This was Carino's on Northwest 7th Avenue in Miami in the 50s and 60s. But anyhow, wonderful garlic knots, and of course Marcella's in North Miami, and they're all gone. And you'll occasionally see somebody who's doing, you know, they're just the same. No, they're not. Or you'll see these things online about former baker from Marcella's gives you the recipe. Oh yeah, practically burned down the kitchen, but did not result in the right flavor. So yeah, I think that that there is something that should be done about this. We should be able to. In fact, the things that we've come to love, we should be able to still have access to. So if you remember that TGI Friday's carrot cake and happen to know, I don't know, they put everything in it, including pineapple, I think. I have no idea. And, of course, the frosting was divine. But, you know, you can get a nice cream cheese frosting somewhere. So that I'm not worried about. And then you go for the mail order places. Like I saw one recently, they send me catalogs. I don't buy things, but I guess they're hoping. In any event, I saw one that I said, wow, this carrot cake looks really good. And then I saw that it was $99. I said, no carrot cake's that good. All right, so on that note, we'll call it a wrap, and we'll thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. And for those of you who did call, thank you, thank you, thank you. For those of you who didn't, there's always tomorrow night, 21 hours from now. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.